Hi, good evening. My name is Blake, and I'm an alcoholic. I have a sobriety date of February 2nd, 2023. I have a sponsor, Cameron. You'll be hearing from him in a little bit. And I have a home group. It's the Sunday night AA speaker meeting of Thousand Oaks. That's where I'm from, Thousand Oaks. I'm just going to get into a little bit about my drinking, but first off, I wanted to say how grateful I am for Alcoholics Anonymous for the life I get to live today. I didn't think that I wanted a little over a year ago. I didn't really want to be a part of anything, and today that's not the case. I'm just like every, just the average drinker. My drinking was fun at first, then fun with problems, and then just problems. Drinking in high school was what I got started, but it wasn't until COVID and the quarantine when it got real bad. I was locked in a house in the lockdowns with three other alcoholics. And I do believe this is a family disease, as I've seen it firsthand with my family. It was fun at first. It seemed like on social media everybody was doing the same thing. So I got the green light to party every day. The only thing was, once life started to get back to normal, my drinking continued. And it would continue for the next 3 years until I finally waved the white flag and asked for help to go to treatment. I didn't just get there right off my own understanding of treatment. I had no idea about AA, about any of this. My mom was the first to seek help in September of 2022. We got her into a place, and when I went to visit her, and at this time I didn't think I had a problem. I just was, every day was the same cycle over and over again, get through work, stop by the liquor store, get home, pass out, repeat. And I wasn't happy doing it, but I didn't think that there was another way to live life. And so when my mom went away to her treatment facility, and they had like the families come out and teach us about what they're going through, a little bit about this disease. And I remember just having my anxiety spike through the roof, and I was like, they're talking about me. And I even made the joke to her that day, like, maybe I should just stay here with you and not go back home. And so then I think from that point forward, for the next 6 months or so, it was kind of subconscious in my mind to like just go full throttle and as like a cry for help, but without asking for it, because I was afraid to ask for help. I thought, being a man and like, kind of got to figure it out. That's what I'd seen from growing up. And got into January, I had my 24th birthday, and it was just getting to the point where I couldn't show up for work. And so I finally asked my mom for help, and around this time she had almost 6 months. And she was telling me about the program, everybody should do the steps. And all like kind of on that pink cloud, and I didn't fully understand it, but I knew that she'd be able to help me. So she got me into a place, and I feel like I kind of knew what I was getting into based on her experience. I feel like I did steps 1, 2, and 3 before I even knew what they were. I was ready. I even made the joke to her the night we were calling the insurance company to get into treatment, and I was like, so this means I can't drink forever? It was devastating. It was like losing a best friend, or breaking up from a relationship, your companion, the one that's there for you every day, through all the emotions that calms you, comforts you, it was just saying goodbye to that. And that was hard at first. I remember going through treatment, learning about this disease, and I was grateful off the bat because I just thought there was something wrong with me internally. I think I've heard it a lot, like it didn't always fit in certain areas. Like I don't know if that's like I didn't think I was enough, this and that, but it was nice to know that I wasn't the only one going through what I was going through mentally. I was always afraid I'd go see some doctor and they'd be like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. You're kind of just screwed. But that wasn't the case. I wasn't alone. That treatment center introduced me to Alcoholics Anonymous. And I was instantly eager to get started with the steps. But it wasn't until I got to around 60 days or so where I actually met my sponsor and asked him to sponsor me. Leading up to that point, I wasn't working any steps, and I started to get very restless, irritable, and discontent because I wasn't doing anything. I was just kind of just going through the motions and trying to deal with that all on my own, sponsoring myself. And so, I mean, the second I finally asked for help again, another sign of surrender for me, I instantly felt a little bit of purpose, even when it was just like, hey, call me at 8 a.m. every day. You know, that was like, okay, I'm doing something, you know. And so we quickly got into the book, and he broke it down for me and simplified it because it was hard to read at first, this older English, you know, hard for me to understand. I'm not a big reader myself, but he made it simple and showed me how I relate to a lot of it. So after just continuing to follow his guidance, you know, I stuck with it. I stayed in the middle of the herd, they say. And what helped too was getting some close friends. Some of them came out tonight to support, which is awesome, that I met in that treatment center. And that's really helped me out a lot too, is having guys that are going through it. Thank you. But I just wanted to say, you know, when I came here, I just wanted to stop drinking. I just wanted to stop drinking. I thought if I could stop drinking, I could get my life together. And I've already, in just a little over a year, gotten so much more, you know, through the friendships, through feeling comfortable in my skin most of the time, not so much right now. But it's something I didn't even realize. Like I was just going through life trying to, like, as the book says, rest satisfaction out of the world if I only manage it well. I was the actor, you know, trying to do everything. And so it's so relieving that I can come to this place and hear what you guys have to say and relate and realize I'm not alone. And it gives me hope. And hopefully that's what I'm doing here tonight. That's my goal. I haven't really done too many speaking things, but hey, that's what we do here. When we're asked to do something, we suit up and show up, as my sponsor taught me. And that's pretty much all I got. Thank you guys so much.